Hello, this is Susan Heaton-Wright from Executive Voice. I'm rather following on from my last podcast, which was about good manners and communication skills. I thought it was very interesting last week how Tom from The Apprentice won. He was a sweet, kind man, and he didn't go for the backstabbing or the manipulation that perhaps some of the other candidates had used to get certainly to the semi-finals or progress further within the show. No, he was almost naive with his sweetness and didn't get sucked into all of this backstabbing, which was quite refreshing. Also, last week I met a lady who is unbelievably dynamic. I won't mention who she is, but she is on some multinational boards for UN work, as well as being a partner in a major multinational law firm. She was feminine, she was articulate, she was always kind and respectful without shouting down people that were opposing her view. This was somebody at the top of her game, clearly very highly respected, that kept true to herself, wasn't playing a role, and wasn't doing backstabbing or using her power to get what she wanted. She used her intellect and used her voice and body language in an effective way so that the other person didn't feel that they had to retaliate by being angry. I think that this is an essential quality. We so often say in things like EastEnders or Coronation Street, it appears to me that the only option that's shown there is that people are going to shout at each other. Yet you can be true to yourself. Not everybody's a shouter, but by having open, non-aggressive body language and using your voice effectively, you can communicate, discuss, and move things forward. This is essential for business. And just as we've seen with Tom in The Apprentice, who won partly because of his amazing creative mind and his talent for seeing things in three dimensions, he didn't need to be ruthless, and people listened to him because he had a very friendly, open face and body language. So this is Susan, Executive Voice.